الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, there are countless virtues and blessings of reciting salawat, reciting peace and blessings upon the comfort and coolness to our eyes, the one in whom our hope of salvation lies, the one who is the owner and distributor of paradise, whose blessed face is more beautiful than the sunrise, the one who journeyed beyond the seven skies, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And these virtues of reciting salawat and peace and blessings upon him sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam are mentioned throughout the books of our hadith. In one beautiful narration, it's mentioned that our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "Whoever recites Durood Sharif, peace and blessings upon me, once, Allah Azza wa Jal showers 10 blessings upon that person." Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa baraka wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, in the world that we live in today, the society that we find ourselves in, the environment that we are surrounded with, in our homes, in our neighborhoods, in our workplaces, there seems to be so many worries, so many problems, so many difficulties and so many calamities. Whoever you speak to, whether it's a friend, a relative, a colleague at work, an acquaintance, everybody has a sorrowful tale to tell. People are facing difficulties and problems of different types. Some are worried due to illnesses and health-related issues. Some are facing unemployment. Some are finding it difficult to find a job. Some are facing family discords, issues between parents and children. Some are worried due to financial issues. In summary, wherever we look, there seems to be a situation of difficulty, concern and worry in every single aspect of people's lives, to the extent that people are becoming subject to depression. People are suffering from mental illnesses. And these mental illnesses and the depth of depression sometimes sinks to such a level that people even take their lives. This is the world that we are living in today, to the extent that every year approximately 1 million people take their own lives by committing suicide. According to statistics, they say that every 40 seconds, one person in the world commits suicide and takes their own life. Why is this? Because people do not have peace of heart and mind. Because people are not content. People are not happy with the life they are living. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, even if depression does not reach to such a level and does not sink to such depths, the majority of people find that they do not have peace of heart and mind. Their quality of life is affected. They are not living a life of happiness and joy. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, in this environment, in these surroundings, in this era, at this time, Madani Channel is bringing you a new silsila. This is the first episode of our new silsila entitled A Heart at Peace. In this silsila, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, we'll be discussing the Islamic viewpoint, knowledge from the Quran and the Hadith, pearls of wisdom from our pious predecessors, which guide us towards the pursuit of happiness, towards seeking joy in our lives, towards attaining such a life by means of which our heart is at peace, by means of which our heart is content and tranquil. Unfortunately, many of us look for peace, tranquility, relaxation, refreshment in all of the wrong places. People are worried, people are concerned, people are facing difficulty, and they think that by visiting these places, by taking part in these activities, their worries will be reduced. They will forget about their concerns and problems. People look for peace and relaxation and contentment by going to nightclubs, by listening to music, by involving themselves in immodest relationships. People think that by taking drugs, by getting high, by injecting themselves with various intoxicants, they will forget about their worries and problems, and they will find peace and contentment. Some people drink alcohol, and they believe that by drinking alcohol, by becoming intoxicated due to drinking alcohol, they will forget about their concerns and worries. But in actual fact, we can see this all around us. And we have many, many examples of people who look for peace and contentment in these things. But in actual fact, despite the fact that they may find a temporary high, a temporary situation where they forget about their worries, in actual fact, all of these things, immodest relationships, drugs, alcohol, visiting places of immodesty such as nightclubs, these things lead to more destruction and more discontentment and create more problems than they solve. In actual fact, dear viewers of Madani Channel, if somebody truly wants to attain peace and contentment, it is not in these worldly things. It is not in these things which actually lead to more discord than a person finds himself in the first place. In actual fact, it is not these worldly things which will lead a person to peace and contentment. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, as Muslims, our source of guidance is the Holy Quran. Our Lord, our Creator, our Provider, our Sustainer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of all the worlds, the Creator of the universe, our merciful Lord, gives us guidance through the means of His kalam, His words in the Holy Quran. This is the guidance for all of mankind until the Day of Judgment. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell us? How does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us to attaining peace of the heart, to attaining tranquility and contentment? Allah Azza wa Jal says in Surah Al-Ra'ad, Allah Almighty instructs us and says, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. Listen carefully. It is only by means of the remembrance of Allah, the dhikr of Allah, that hearts find peace. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, from this beautiful verse of the Quran, our Lord Allah Almighty has taught us a beautiful lesson. If we want peace in our lives, if we want contentment and tranquility of the heart, then we will only find it in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the remembrance of Allah. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, in this silsila, a heart at peace, we'll be discussing in depth, in detail, the concept of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Islam, the concept of the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our beautiful deen. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, in the coming episodes, we'll be discussing various topics related to the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, related to this means of attaining peace of our hearts. Topics such as the benefits of performing dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the different types of dhikr. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, we will also be discussing how a person can remain involved in dhikr throughout his daily activities. We will also be mentioning and talking about in detail the harms of being heedless of dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If somebody fails to perform the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what punishments are in store for those people, and many, many other topics. Keep in touch with this silsila, keep in touch with the future episodes, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, you will see that through the means of the knowledge that we gain from the Holy Quran, the Ahadith, the examples and lives of our pious predecessors, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, with relation to this topic of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we implement this in our lives, we will find true peace and tranquility that we may have been searching for a very long time. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa baraka wa sallam. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has declared in the Holy Quran that if we want peace and tranquility in our lives, then we must perform the dhikr of Allah Almighty. In the commentary of this verse of Surah Al-Ra'ad, in Tafsir Nurul Irfan, Hakimul Ummah, Mufti Ahmad Yarkhan Na'imi rahimahullahu ta'ala, he says that remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the nutrition for the soul. This is the food of the soul. And the remembrance of Allah, the dhikr of Allah, reminds the soul of its true home, where it came from. A person was created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for worship. And when a person remembers Allah azza wa jal, his creator, his sustainer and his provider, then the heart of the person feels peace. The heart of a person feels contentment. And the heart of a person feels tranquility. Mufti Sahib rahimahullah comments and says, just as medicine removes illness and gives a person good health, just as water removes thirst and gives a person peace. Just as food removes hunger and gives a person satiation, makes a person full. Just as the sun removes the darkness of night and brings light to the universe. Similarly, it is the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which removes worries, removes the sadness of the heart, and grants the heart peace, tranquility, and contentment. It's mentioned in the commentary, the Hashiya of Tafsir al-Jalalain by Imam Ahmad As-Sawi al-Maliki rahimahullah ta'ala. He says, هذه علامة المؤمن الكامل. He says that this is a sign and a symbol of a perfect believer. The perfect believer is the one who, when he remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he does the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By the means of this dhikr, he attains contentment and peace of the heart. In the commentary of this verse also, it's mentioned that discontentment of the heart, the worries and concerns that we feel in our heart, one of the main causes of this discontentment is due to committing sins and disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's reported in a hadith which can be found in the collection of Imam al-Nawawi in his Arba'een. It's reported that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, Al-birru matma'annat ilayhi nafs. That true piety and goodness is that which leads the soul to be content. وَاتْمَأَنَّ إِلَيْهِ الْقَلْبِ. And true piety, true goodness, true righteousness is that which makes the heart feel content. And on the opposite side, sinfulness, disobedience, the beloved Prophet ﷺ defined it and said, وَالْإِثْمُ مَا حَاكَ فِي النَّفْسِ. And sin or disobedience is that which leaves an impression in the heart, that which leaves an impression in the soul, that which causes a person to be discontented. وَتَرَدَّدَ فِي الصَّدَرِ. And sin or disobedience is that which causes a person trouble in his heart, in his chest. And in one narration it mentions that the definition of disobedience, the definition of a sin, the beloved Prophet ﷺ said, وَكَرِهْتَ أَن يَطَّلِعَ عَلَيْهِ النَّاسِ. That a sin is that which a person dislikes for people to find out about. A sin or disobedience is that which a person dislikes for other people to become aware of. So when a person commits a sin, this leads to discontentment of the heart. When a person commits disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for example, when a person listens to music, when a person uses his laptop or uses his mobile phone to look at those things which he should not be looking at, to look at those things which are immodest, to look at those things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden, a person feels embarrassed. The immediate feeling that a person feels is a feeling of embarrassment and a feeling of shame. And a person dislikes for other people to become aware of that sin that he has committed. A person would not use foul language in the company of his parents, in the company of his teachers, in the company of respected people. Why? Because he does not want people to become aware of that negative characteristic of his. This is the definition of al-ithm, of sin, of disobedience, according to the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A person does not want others to become aware of that attribute of his. A person feels trouble in the heart whenever he commits that sin. And the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam has told us that dhikr is that which removes sins from the hearts. Dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that which purifies the hearts and gives them polish. Those sins that build up on the heart of a person, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam said that the only thing which can remove that rust and that dirt of the hearts is the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is reported in the collection of Imam al-Bayhaqi. He says that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Inna li kulli shay'in siqala." Indeed, for everything there is a type of polish. "Wa inna siqalat al-qulubi dhikrullah." And indeed, the polish of the hearts of the people from the rust and the dirt of sins is the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam continued explaining the virtue of dhikr, the benefits and the blessing of dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, وَمَا مِن شَيْءٍ أَنْجَى مِنْ عَذَابِ اللَّهِ مِنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there is nothing which is more beneficial for a believer in attaining salvation from the punishment of Allah Azza wa Jal than the dhikr of Allah Almighty. So from this, my dear viewers on Madani channel, we learn that if we truly want to attain peace of heart, if we truly want to attain contentment and tranquility in our lives, then this will not come by disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This will not come by listening to music. This will not come by involving ourselves in immodest relationships. This will not come in drinking alcohol or taking drugs. This will come in leaving sins. This will come in abandoning disobedience of Allah Azza wa Jal and coming to the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Living a life of ta'a, living a life of obedience, living a life in which we are engrossed in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa baraka wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, the thought might have crossed your mind. The question may have arisen in the minds of our viewers of Madani channel that the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is something which is so far from my life. I am lost in a life in which I'm working, it seems, most hours of the day, trying to make ends meet, in the rat race of trying to build my bank balance, trying to increase the money that is coming into my home, trying to pay all the bills of the house, trying to bring up my children, trying to attain peace and tranquility in this environment is very difficult. Somebody may have the question, or somebody may be in the situation that they think that it's too late for me. I've spent my life disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I've sunk so low in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I've sunk so low in the oceans of sins that there's no hope for me. Dear viewers of Madani channel, if you have this situation in front of you, if you have this question, this problem in your mind, then I would like to share with you an account, a story of one of our pious predecessors, a great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Sayyiduna Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. It's reported that Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar radiallahu anhu, this great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, somebody who attained true closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the initial part of his life he wasn't so pious. In fact, it's narrated, he says himself, Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar radiallahu anhu, telling his own story, he says that I was an officer in the police force and I was a habitual sinner to the extent that I would even drink alcohol. That alcohol, which is the mother of all evils, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have declared to be haram. Malik bin Dinar radiallahu anhu, before his repentance, before becoming pious. And the reason I want to share this story with you is to elaborate and to tell the viewers of Madani channel that every sinful person has a future. Even if you are indulged in sins, it's not too late for you. Repent in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. The mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so great that the ocean of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can wash away even the biggest of sins. Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar radiallahu, when he says, I was a habitual sinner and I would drink alcohol. I had one daughter who I loved very much, but she passed away unfortunately at the age of only 2 years old. At this moment I became lost in grief. I didn't know what to do. Because of my grief and sorrow at losing my beloved daughter at the tender age of only 2 years old, I drank even more alcohol and I became even more lost in my heedlessness. That year, when the 15th night of Sha'ban arrived, I did not even recite my Isha prayer. I did not even perform my Fard Salah of Isha. On the contrary, I drank lots and lots of alcohol. And in this drunken and intoxicated state, I fell asleep. Whilst I was asleep, I saw in my dream that it was the end of time. The day of judgment had come. The dead were rising from their graves and forming groups. People were being resurrected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just then, I felt a movement behind me. I turned around to see that there was a gigantic snake with its mouth open, ready to attack me. In fear and in fright, I started to run. I started to flee. But the snake began to chase me. This huge snake, with its mouth open, ready to attack me, is chasing behind me and I'm running in front. Just then, I saw the enlightened and beautiful face of a weak old man. I asked this old man for help. But unfortunately, the old man replied and said to me, I am too weak. I cannot help you. I then continued to run with the snake still chasing after me. Still running, I climbed a small hill. On the other side of the hill was a frightful fire, blazing, and many people were burning inside that fire, being punished inside that fire. I too was about to fall into that fire, when a voice said, "Move back! You are not for this fire, and this fire is not for you." So hearing this voice, I pulled myself back and started to run in the opposite direction, with the snake still chasing behind me. Again I met the same weak old man, the weak old man with the illuminating and enlightened face. Again I asked him for help, but now he began to cry. Tears began to flow from his eyes, and he said regretfully, "I am too weak to help you, but I'll give you one piece of advice. Look over there. That round mountain you see is where the Muslims have kept their deposits, and those deposits which will help them in the hereafter. Go over there and see if you have a deposit. See if you have deposited anything in your life which will inshaAllah azawajal help you when you are able to gain it back." So I listened to the advice of the old man and I reached that round mountain. And I saw there that there were beautiful windows decorated with silk curtains and gold doors decorated with beads. The angels were making announcements in that place. "Remove the curtains and open the doors. Maybe this individual has some deposit here. Maybe he has left a deposit here which will save him from this gigantic snake." The windows open, and I saw many beautiful faces of young children in that home. Amongst them was the beautiful face of my late 2-year-old daughter. Upon seeing me, she started to cry. She said, "I swear by Allah Azzawajal, this is my father." She then jumped and came to me and held my right hand with her left hand. On seeing this, the gigantic snake, that huge snake which was after me and trying to kill me, turned and fled. It ran away. Now I could relax. Now I could breathe a sigh of relief. My daughter now sat in my lap, and while stroking my beard, she recited the 16th verse of Surah Al-Hadid, in which Allah Azza wa Jal says, أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ أن تخشع قلوبهم لذكر الله وما نزل من الحق. Translation from Kanzul Iman: has the time not yet come for the believers to surrender their hearts to the remembrance of Allah and for this truth that has come? Malik bin Dinar radiallahu anhu, his daughter sitting in his lap, in this dream that he is seeing, in which the snake is trying to chase after him, and upon meeting his daughter, the snake runs away. His daughter recited this verse to him, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is instructing the believers and saying, has the time not come for the believers to surrender their hearts for the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar radiallahu anhu, he says, after hearing this incredible and inspirational verse of the Quran from my beautiful daughter, I began to cry. I began to shed tears. I asked her about the huge snake, that gigantic snake which was trying to eat me, which was trying to consume me. She replied and said, that snake was your bad deeds, your disobedience, your sins that you have committed against the teachings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these bad deeds which you are increasing continuously, these sins which you are still engrossed in, your bad deeds in the form of this gigantic snake are about to take you into the hellfire. I asked her who the weak old man was, that old man with the enlightened face who was unable to help me due to his weakness. She said, that old man was your pious deeds, your good deeds. And unfortunately, because you carry out such few good deeds, that old man was too weak to help you in challenging your bad deeds. I asked, what do you do on this mountain? She replied, that the Muslim children who have passed away wait here for the Day of Judgment. We wait here for our parents, so that when they arrive, we can intercede on their behalf. Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar radiallahu anhu, narrating his story, he says, when I awoke from my dream, I was deeply moved. My heart was affected. And alhamdulillah azza wa jal, I repented sincerely for my sins. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we can learn many lessons from this event and from this story. One of the lessons that we learn is that when a person's young child passes away, it is not a loss, but in actual fact it is a gain. Because those young children, through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will intercede for their parents in the hereafter. Similarly, we also learn how the deceased daughter of Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar radiallahu anh came into his dream and inspired him in such a way through the verse of the Holy Quran, through the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. and changed him from a drunkard, a sinful person, to a brightly shining star in the ranks of piety. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa baraka wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, this verse of the Holy Quran, that the daughter of Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar radiallahu an, recited to him, and resulted in the changing of his life, from a life of sin to a life of piety, also provides inspiration for us today. This question that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking us in this verse of the Quran, dear viewers of Madani Channel, wherever you are in the world, whatever you are doing, I would like you to just pause for a second and ask yourselves this question. Allah Azza wa Jal says, has the time not come for the believers to surrender their hearts to the dhikr of Allah, the remembrance of Allah, and this truth that has come? Ask yourselves this question, dear viewers of Madani Channel. So many years of our lives lost in the ocean of sins, lost in the darkness of sins. Has the time not come now? Are we not tired of committing sins now? Dear viewers of Madani Channel, has the time not yet come now for us to surrender our hearts to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to leave the life of sin and adopt the life of piety? To adopt the life of piety so that we too can attain true peace at heart, so that we too can attain the contentment and tranquility of the heart. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, in this silsila which is being brought to you by Madani Channel, in the next episodes, we will continue and talk about how we can attain true peace and tranquility of our hearts. We will see what the different types of dhikr are. Is dhikr just reciting the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just sitting in a corner and repeating La ilaha illallah and Allahu Akbar and Alhamdulillah? Is this the only form of dhikr? Or are there other types of dhikr? Are there other ways in which we can remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How can we still maintain our routine of working, looking after our children, spending time with our family, and at the same time perform the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without affecting our daily routine? Is there any other way in which we can involve ourselves in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Furthermore, we'll also be answering questions such as, how did our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and other pious people in the past remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We'll also be talking about the harms of those who don't do the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the punishment that lies in wait for those who are heedless of the remembrance of Allah. Many other topics we'll be discussing. Keep tuned to this silsila, A Heart at Peace. May Allah Azza wa Jal shower His blessings upon us and give us the ability to remember Him at all times. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi al-Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa baraka wa sallam.